Chapter 14. The Tomb is Sealed. The two lorries were driven back up the valley. Salahaddin switched on the radio again and called Ahmed.
"Get ready for the noise of the explosion," he told Ahmed. "We're going to take shelter."
Salahaddin got out of the lorry and went with Musa and Dr. Farrow behind some rocks. The policemen and Strangle's men went behind rocks too. A few seconds later, there was a loud explosion. The head of the man on top of the mountain began to break into pieces. The pieces fell down into the gully. Soon the gully was completely filled with enormous rocks. Salahaddin and the others came out from behind the rocks.
"We'll have to stay here until the sun comes up again," Salahaddin said to Musa. "We must make sure that everything is completely covered over."
Ahmed's voice came from the radio in the lorry.
"Salahaddin, are you all right? Are you all right?"
Salahaddin turned to Dr. Farrow.
"You can answer that question," he said to Farrow. "And you can say hello to your wife."
Farrow went towards the lorry. Musa shouted after him.
"Thanks for telling Salahaddin about the acid," he said. "That saved all our lives."
"Acid?" said Farrow. "What acid? I don't know what you're talking about."
Farrow hurried to the lorry. Musa turned to Salahaddin, who was laughing quietly.
"I tricked you too," said Salahaddin. "Let's get some blankets. It's been a long day, and I need some sleep."